Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday. I am your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm jamming you old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. That was music from Cameo from 1982 from the album Alligator Woman. And here's the cool thing about that album cover. The lady who's the Alligator Woman on the album cover is none other than Vanity. Yes, the beautiful Vanity, rest in peace, Vanity. That was a great album. Of course, you had Knights of the Sound Table. I think it, if I'm not mistaken, the album before that one. I could be wrong, but early 80s Cameo, just, I mean, 80s Cameo throughout, Cameo period, let me just say it, it was just great, you know. But again, I am jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul again. Wanted to thank everybody for tuning in, and I might have lost some words for right now, but no, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming with you, and hopefully we can get over that hump. Actually, we're over the hump. Actually, it's past Wednesday. It's Thursday, so that means we're getting ready for the weekend. So I got music on the way. We got some Yarbrough and Peoples on the way. We got some Jade on the way, and I might hook up some Sherelle on the way. So you know what? Since you're hooking up Sherelle, I might hook up a little Alexander O'Neill on the way too. So you never know. You never know. So you know what? I'm opening up the phone lines, man. Call me up 646-668-8537 if you want to give a shout out on the show. I want to thank everybody for loving the show, for everybody supporting the show, tuning in. If you're on Facebook, make sure you go to Solar Records Radio and like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell a friend's friend. You know how it goes. Also, you can go to Solar Records Radio SolarRecordsRadio.com and WardellPodsJr.com if you want to donate to the show and get some cool merchandise. Also, want to remind you, we do have a Cash App. $ Solar Records Radio is all one big word. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I was a big fan. You know, for those who know me, and I can't stress this enough, I was a big fan of a lot of UK soul, a lot of soul that came from across the pond. We called it Soul Across the Pond, UK soul, whatever you want to call it. It's from London and New England, that's stuff there in Boston. No, England and all those areas in Europe or whatever. But anyway, this is a brother that I grew up listening to when I was in the second grade. This is music from Junior. You guys remember this. This is called Mama Used to Say. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Thank you.
music from Fortrid from 1992. That is a classic. The name of that song is called Here We Go Again. Okay, for that, I played a little LTD, Hold On, When the Love Is Gone from 1977, and of course started the block off Little Junior from 1982. Again, want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can catch me every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. But let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am a big fan of this woman. Got a chance to see her about 10 years ago. And, you know, she was, the whole motto was like 50 and fine, 50 and fine. And I was like, you know what? You are definitely right about that. But let's go ahead. Let's take you back to the album Fragile. Yeah. Fragile, yes, from the Fragile album back in 1984. This is the lovely Miss Sherelle. I didn't mean to turn you on. Keep it locked right here to Soul Art Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to take you back, 1987. That is a classic, Don't Disturb This Groove by The System. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Alexander O'Neill. Name of the song is called What's Missing from his debut album from 1985, self-titled debut album. What's Missing, of course, started off the block. Couldn't go without some Sherrill, Alexander O'Neill without Sherrill, or Sherrill without Alexander O'Neill. I had to hook both of them up, man. That is a classic, of course, I Didn't Mean to Turn You On, from the album Fragile from 1984. She's on, if I remember, she is on this swing, you know, and she's like swinging. She's got her legs out and she's smiling. It's like she's looking at me and I'm looking back at her. I'm lonely. No, it's all good. We got about an hour and 20 minutes left of the show. Again, we got plenty of time jamming with you, 70s, 80s, 90s, to give you some classic, some old school R&B funk and soul. And the lines are open. Yes, call me up, 646-668-8537. And I also want to thank everyone for tuning in, everyone for supporting the show. If you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, and all that good. Everyone is, you know, you guys got great taste in music, man. So keep them coming, man. We love the feedback. We love the love. We want to do nothing but show the love back. And also, you can go to wardellpodsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com if you want to get some cool Solar Records Radio merchandise. Yes, hats, caps, mugs. If I'm not mistaken, again, we're still in the pandemic. Face mask. So it's this variant. I don't know if it's the Delta variant or the Sigma variant. What variant out there? I still try to cover up when I'm in public. So, you know, so guys, it's still in COVID. So be careful out there. Be careful. And also, want to remind you, tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have Goldie Mac and Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack every Thursday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So it's all good. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to keep it kind of smooth. I feel like I want to be smooth. So this next block is dedicated to my smoothness, if I have it. I'd like to play my smoothness for you. But anyway, this is a smooth block. I want to start off from 1984. This is music from Yarbrough and Peoples. This is called Wrapped Around Your Finger. You guys keep it locked right here. Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr., Solar Records Radio.
I'll do anything you want me to.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, John Fleming. Had to take you back to the year 1981, give you a classic from the lovely Miss Cheryl Lynn from the album Into the Night. That will show you how. Yeah, this was a smooth, I felt this was a smooth block. Before that, I had to hook up a little Jeanne from 1997, Crush. That's one of the smoothest songs of the 90s to me, in my opinion. I had to hook that one up. And, of course, started off the block, Yarbrough and Peoples, 1984, Wrapped Around Your Finger. Of course, a little over an hour left, hour and 6 minutes to be exact. Again, I can't stress this enough. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. Catch me every Thursday from 8 p.m. I'm on Central Time. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. So thank you guys for supporting the show. But you know what? Let's go ahead and keep this going, man. I am a big fan of Jermaine Jackson. I like Jermaine Jackson. I think this was before the, you know, the hair and everything, all that. That's another. The brother was talented. You know, you'd hear, of course, you hear Michael and Janet, and you know, Jermaine though. Jermaine was my dude. You know, I love Jermaine Jackson. But I want to take you back to the year 1982 to give you a classic featuring Devo. This was a little that new wave and funk fusion. This is called "Let Me Tickle Your Fancy." You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, keep it locked.
Go.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to hook that up. That was a classic 70s soul right there from the late, great Sylvia Robinson from 1973. Name of the song is called Pillow Talk, one of my all-time favorite songs. Of course, before my time, but it's still good music nonetheless. And also, Sylvia Robinson is the mother of hip-hop. For all who don't know, the godmother, I think they call her the godmother of hip-hop, the mother of hip-hop, but she was the CEO, the founder of Sugar Hill Records. And, of course, she went on and had the success with the Sugar Hill Gang and I think Grandmaster Flash on the album and Sequence, and it's just a lot of great music. You know, a lot of people, you know, whatever the negativity was with them, you know, her handling the money and all of that, you know, that makes no difference. The fact that she put a stamp on a genre. And, you know, we got to definitely keep, you know, give her credit for that. I mean, a lot of people may have some negative things to say, but you know, I just try to focus on the positive. And I know, and this isn't to downplay anything that, you know, what was done, you know, in the past. A lot of folks are still bitter by, you know, how, you know, she handled things. But, hey, you know, I'm just here to mention the good times. Of course, she is the mother of hip-hop, and definitely give her that credit. Of course, rest in peace to the lovely Miss Sylvia Robinson from 1973. That was Pillow Talk. And before that, I had to hook up a little Minute Large from 1994, gave you the remix called Let's Talk About It. Of course, it was produced by, if I'm not mistaken, Sean and Gerald LaVert. They produced these cats. They had a album called One Size Fits All, and then I think the Use Me album, I think that was from 92 to 94, had a great song called So Alone. And I used to sing that song all the time, especially after my grandmother passed, because it was a deep song. But anyway, I was a big fan. And plus, those brothers are probably the size I am right now. Well, no, I'm the size those brothers were in that picture. Let me just take that back. Nothing against them. No, I was a skinny dude back then. Now I could probably be in Minute Large right now. But that's just something. Let's talk about it. And of course, started off the block, 1982 classic, Jermaine Jackson, Let Me Tickle Your Fancy. Didn't know what he was talking about till I got older. No. Here I am, 8 years old, singing this song like, hey, yeah, let me tickle your fancy. My mom said, boy, you better shut up. Stop singing that song. Like, it's just tickle your fancy. Like, you know what? I'm not even going to, just don't sing that song. And the cool thing about that, of course, in the early 80s, a new wave, Devo was huge. Devo, of course, had a song called Whip It. And they got together and just the popularity from Whip It. You know, Jermaine had to hook up. And, of course, Thomas Dolby, you know, She Blinded Me with Signs. A lot of that new wave pop, you know, kind of mixed in a lot of that early R&B. And that's why you had that strong synth sound from back in the day. And, man, this song, that Let Me Tickle Your Fancy, Jermaine was the man. I'm just saying. We got about another 48 minutes left of the show. Again, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Julia, man, called in the show. Check on me. We think alike because she was thinking about a Jackson. I was thinking about a Jackson. I ended up playing a Jackson, and I don't know, we just have that kinship, that connected spirit. So I had to hook up a little Jermaine Jackson because I knew somebody out there wanted to hear it. So, but it's all good. Hey, Julie, safe travels heading back and all that. I want to give you a shout-out. Thank you for supporting the show and all that good stuff. And you can support the show. Also, you can go to WardellPotchJr.com. or SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to get some merchandise or if you want to donate to the show. Also want to remind you, you can go on, we have a Cash App. You can go to $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word, and donate to the show. So again, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. But let's go ahead and keep this going, man. I was a big Tamia fan. You know, when she first came out, when I first saw her, she was on, if I'm not mistaken, Q's Juke Joint. Quincy Jones had an album called You Put a Move on My Heart, and she sung it. I fell in love with her ever since. This is from her album from 1998. This is called So Into You. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Let you go.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I am your host, Don Fleming. That was music from the Blackbirds from 1977 from the album Action. That is a beautiful song called Dreaming About You. Of course, I love that album cover. It's like they're getting ready to race. And it's just, I don't know, it was just something about it. I remember my uncle had that album, and I used to play the mess out that album. I love it, love it, love it. Music from the Blackbirds, of course, rest in peace to, I'm not mistaken, Donald Byrd, just amazing trumpeteer, trumpeter. Anyway, I love his music, and I love the Blackbird, Rock Creek Park, just timeless music, man. And of course, before that, I had to hook up some M2MA from 1984, You, Me, and He. Beautiful song about a, I guess about a love triangle. So go with that. Dig that. And of course, started off the block from 1998, music from Tamia. Name of the song is called So Into You. The cool thing about that video, some useless trivia for you. The thing about that music video, well, actually the song takes a sample from the Commodores. The Commodores had a song called Say Yeah back in the 70s. She used that beat as a sample. She used that the music as a sample. And also, if you guys remember the music video, Nicole Richie was in the video with her. So there's like, I don't know if I'm trying to do some 6 degrees of separation thing. I don't know what you want to call it, but there is some, you know, there's some interconnection there. So I had to hook that up, man. That is, of course, Tamia, So Into You. Of course, fell in love with her ever since Q's Juke Joint. And she did You Put a Move on My Heart. And, of course, she's still out there. And she's also an advocate for a strong advocate for multiple sclerosis, because I think she was diagnosed with MS. So, again, to all of those who are advocates for MS, you know, you guys have my full support and all of that. So, but anyway, got about another 30 minutes left of the show, and I have my partner here, Wardell Potts Jr. is here. He is hanging out. What's up, Wardell? What you clicking on out there, man?
It's been a long day. It's been a long day. Ooh. And I fell asleep after, I had a couple of drum lessons. And after that, I drove back to the house because I did the lessons at the church. And I drove back to the house. And I walked in the house, and I just sat down for a minute. And next thing I know, I was opening my eyes. And I go, oh, my God, what's going on? I fell asleep. I had no idea. So it's just been a long day, a lot of emotions, a lot of frustration, stuff going on, and you know, with people, you know, trying to figure this thing out with William Shelby. And so it's just been a lot of stuff, man. It's been very, very difficult day. I think he had just caught up with me and took me on and put me to sleep, man. And
I understand, man. Take your you need a rest. I know you've been going working on pretty much on an empty tank, man. So I know you got things going on back and forth. So the last thing I want to do is bother you, brother.
Oh, you don't bother me, man. I apologize for calling in late, but this has been I had no idea I was going to fall asleep, but it just shit.
Oh, man.
Down. I was so glad to relax, and I had a bunch of hay on me because when I got back from my drum lesson, I had hay in the back of my car. I had to get the hay out, and my horses were so happy. It was so happy. I don't even get it. Why do they like hay? It's like dry grass. Like, why are you so excited about that? And so, but that's the way it goes. They love it, man. You would think you gave them some candy. Man, they just
that's amazing. I know you've been doing the Farmer John thing. You've been active in the church. Of course, you're doing Solar Records Radio. So I know you got a lot of things on your plate. You have family that you're tending to and things like that. So the last thing I want to do is bug the mess out of you. But no, we can work on some things, you know. Hey, but no, guys, again, thank you guys for supporting the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you can't check me out live, make sure you go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook and click on it and do the playback and tell me what you think. And I mean, we love all of your comments, and everyone has a great, I love the fact that everyone has great taste in music. You know, we haven't had a bad streak of people that put up crappy music. So, but no, seriously, I want to thank everybody. want to thank everybody for supporting the show and giving us their feedback on Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Go ahead, Wardell.
Tomorrow at 3 p.m., we are going to be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And because of the loss of our brother William Sublet, we're dedicating the show to him. And so it's pretty much going to be about him as a writer, producer, and a man, his walk, and just his legacy. So if you're interested, you know, just tune in. We'll be right there. I'm going to have some people call in.
Yes.
So,
Tune in. We're gonna have. You never know who's gonna call into the show. So I will be there tomorrow and hang out with you, and hopefully we can definitely celebrate the life, and of course mourn the death, but definitely celebrate the life and have some levity on the show, and whatnot, because that's what it's all about. You know, you guys left a big print in the industry, and you know this definitely will carry on even after we're long and gone. So. You know, want to definitely salute William Shelby, man. But no, let's go ahead and get into some music, man. I played the Blackbirds from 1970. The last song I just played, of course, Dreaming About You from the Blackbirds. And I love, there's something about 70s soul music that really just moves me. It's just something, there's nothing like it, really. I mean, I think there's a lot of kids out today that's trying to emulate and try to do what they do, to kind of bring that vibe back, but it just ain't the same to me. Maybe I'll get around to it and everything, but no, seriously. I love 70s soul, and I'm dedicate this block to 70s music, 70s soul. So let's go ahead and start this block off. Let's take you back to the year 1972. This is music from Black Ivory. The name of the song is called You and I. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
No doubt about its satisfaction.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming, and of course, hanging out with me is my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. You know, I had to hook up a little bit of some classic Philly soul. That was a whole 70s block. First of all, what did you think about that 70s block, man? I had to hook that up for you.
Yeah.
Plus, I love it.
Man,
I love 70s soul.
You took me there, man. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. It was awesome. I was jealous a little bit, too. I'm like, look at him.
No.
I'd have lost my spot.
No. My thing is, you know, I know you play a lot of great 70s music and everything, and I guess I don't play a lot like I should because I love it so. Maybe I just don't have it in my library, so I sneak in your library and I get a couple of 70s songs or whatever. That's my fault. But man, no, keep what you're doing because you're rubbing off on me, man. Your style is rubbing off on me a little bit, so I had to hook up that 70s soul. Like I said, plus I love 70s soul music. From 1973, that was music from Bloodstone. That's a little Philly soul from the early 70s, of course. They were from Kansas City. That's the weird thing. They were from Kansas City, but definitely went up to Philly, and Tom Bell and all them cats did their thing. Of course, music from Bloodstone. Before that, I had to hook up a little Blue Magic from 1974, my birth year. That is a Sideshow. I love that one. I love that one. Of course, started off the block 1972. Some young brothers at the time go by the name of Black Ivory, You and I. 7 minutes left of the show. It's going to wrap it up for us. But definitely coming up next, tune in 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Goldie Mac and Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. I can't say it right today for some reason. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, tune in tonight for the 2 hours of funk and hip-hop and all that good stuff, man. And he is so West Coast, man. I love his show. So, but anyway, thoughts, man. Penny, for your thoughts, talk to me.
I am so frustrated. That's my Penny for my thoughts. You guys, I know y'all know what this is, right? You know the iRobot that you get off of and it comes and you get it and you hit the button and it cleans the floor, goes around and cleans the floor for you. So I have an iRobot and I
got one too.
I live in a rent-style house, so it's just one level, right? I can't find my iRobot. He's gone.
He done disappeared on you.
He done disappeared, man. I'm all on the floor, looking under everything for this iRobot. And then I go to the app, because I can control it from the app to get it to do something. And then the app said that I've never used the app. I'm really frustrated now. I'm like, what happened here? What is going on?
Do you have, like, a remote control for it? Do you have a remote control?
No, you just control it from your cell phone.
Mm.
So I program it from my cell phone. I do everything with it from my phone. So, and also the cell phone tells me if it's stuck somewhere. Man, I can't find the thing, man. Hey, I'm just so irritated. So that's the, you know, I think Juliet must have came over and picked him up or something.
let's pray for Wardell. Let's pray for Wardell finding his little iRobot and everything. You know, I know it's getting at him. It's frustrating him because he can't find it. So, like, guys, let's put some magic on him. Let's put some hoodoo on him, and hopefully he'll find it and everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, man. But, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. Again, you can go to wardellpodsjr.com, go to solarrecordsradio.com. Also get some cool merchandise if you want to do that. If you want to donate to the show, you can go to those websites. Also, you can go to Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big fat word. So, but anyway, final thoughts, man, besides your iRobot, we're already putting a hex on it to hope you can find it, but what's it?
Well,
remind the people what's up for tomorrow.
Okay, the best part about that, I wrote that, that I verified the code that they sent me, and so now I am connected to the iRobot, so when I hang up, I'm going to push find the iRobot, and hopefully it'll make some noise, and it's not somewhere dead. So, hey, that's a good prayer word. Prayer works all the time, I got to say.
There you go.
Okay, so yeah, tomorrow, once again, we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come join us as we celebrate the life of William Shelby. William Shelby wrote the first two gold and platinum records for Solar Records. So he helped Solar Records to come out, come out the block, just, you know, going straight to the top of the charts. And I was fortunate enough to play on those songs that he wrote. And The Beat Goes On and The Second Time Around by Shalamar. And The Beat Goes On, Mighty Whispers. And so we're going to celebrate. I've been with Will since way back in 1979. And now he's gone, and it's just really hard for a lot of us. And so we're just praying for his family. So come join us as we celebrate the life of William Shelby tomorrow at 3 p.m.
And again, you know, you never know who's going to call in and give their thoughts and prayers and anecdotes, certain stories, some William Shelby stories.
Oh, yes.
and whatnot. Now, so tune in tomorrow.
It'll be Don Fleming and T. Meyer McCain from Lakeside and myself hosting the show tomorrow. So come and join in. As a matter of fact, William was performing with Lakeside for the last 5 years. And so, yeah, you know, they have a gig in Dallas on Saturday. So that's going to be hard for them because he's not going to be there.
Wow.
And it's going to be sad. It's going to be real sad. So, anyway.
Definitely, man. So tune in tomorrow, guys. And again, going to celebrate the life, of course, celebrating the legacy of the label, but definitely celebrate the life of the brother man, Mr. William Shelby. Of course, rest in peace. And again, sending my love and condolences to all of the Solar family. Well, we're going to close out, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Tune in again, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coming up next is Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. But anyway, for Don Fleming, I'm Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. We're going to close out with a little Blackstreet from 1995. Going to give you some Blackstreet and SWB. The name of the song is called If I Can Ever Punch the Play Button. You know, sometimes, you know, this computer never acts right. But anyway, closing out a little Tonight's the Night. Wardell, brother, I'm going. You guys have a safe and prosperous Thursday night, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe one. Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Making me feel